Do you know what the total usefulness of sorrow is? It's there for sure. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Bible Stories. The total uselessness is sorrow. When we hear the stories of Jesus, we hear the stories of the Christian church, and we hear the story of life eternal. And yet we mourn for what appears to be an ended life. And what a foolish thing we do. What a very foolish thing we do. Because it's not an ended life. It's a continued life. It's a wonderful life. And it's a life that goes on and on and on. And the sorrow of the sisters of Lazarus were told by Jesus to say, "Hey, he's only sleeping. He's only sleeping." Now, with the consciousness of the master teacher there and saying he's only sleeping, they could believe it. They could understand it. They could accept it. They could take it. And they could know that that is true for them and that is what it's all about. And in that knowingness, they felt something very wonderful was taking place. And yes, it was very wonderful that was taking place. Now, could you, could I, could we live our life in such a way that we are untouched by these things? That we live in the way of understanding just what it's all about? And what is it all about? Just what is it all about that we want to live our lives in? What is it all about that we want to think our thoughts in? How do we want to be who we are? Now, think about it. When we send a child off to his next adventure, he's got a job somewhere in another city, we have a party for him, we say, "Goodbye, have fun," and the child goes away and has fun. We have a party for them. If a person is going to get married, we have a married party for them. If a person is going to leave our presence and go to another dimension, we have a burial party, and we say, "Goodbye. We'll put your old body away. We'll cremate your body or we'll bury it, but off you go. You're free now of that body, and wow, would I like to know what your next body is like. Would I like to know what your next experience is like?" It's a happy time. It's a very happy time. It's a very joyous time. And the total uselessness is sorrow, because sorrow appears that we're missing them so badly. We're missing them. We have to let the children grow up. We have to let people move from one dimension to another. It's going on, and it's going to take place whether we like it or not. That's just the design of humanity. That's the design of life. People go from one dimension to another, and they go happily, and they go wonderfully, and they go beautifully. If we sorrow for that, we are wasting our energy. We are wasting our love. What we could do is give them all of our blessings. Give them all of our joy. Give them all of our peace. And say, "Have a great time. Have a wonderful time. Go and enjoy yourself." Because that's what it's all about. Life is a continuation forever and ever and ever. There is an immortality in our being. And that immortality is ours forever. And that immortality is wonderful, beautiful, fantastic, glorious, good. Yes, it is. Now, are we going to take this total uselessness is sorrow and let that be in our life? Or are we going to take joy in our life and peace in our life and happiness in our life and say, that's what it's all about? Are we going to say that what we want to do is to be our divine self, and be it right now? Is that what you want to say? Is that what you want to be? Is that how you want to live your life? You can, you know. And when you live your life that way, wonderful things happen. Magical things happen. Mystical things happen. And life is really fantastic. Life is really glorious. We have the opportunity to prepare for the separation that we have with our family when they grow up and out of the nest. we have the opportunity to train our children to realize that there's a greatness that they're going to have. What do you want to be when you grow up? How do you want to do things? How do you want to... And we're not telling them they must do whatever they decide to do right now. We're merely telling them that there is a tomorrow. And that tomorrow is going to be on their terms. That tomorrow is going to be in their hands, whether it's living on this dimension or on another dimension, whether it is living in Chicago or Paris or New York or Los Angeles or points in between. It makes no difference. The only difference is that we train our children, we train our families, we train ourselves that life is eternal and that we have nothing to sorrow for. We have everything to joy for. Because though each experience is confusing to us, when a person gets on a boat and travels over the horizon and we see them no longer, we don't mourn them, we don't sorrow them. We sorrow for missing their company, maybe, but we realize that they're on a journey. Well, that's what all of life is, a journey. Whether it's a journey into another dimension or whether it's a journey into another city, it's a journey. And total uselessness is sorrow because it is something that is unbeneficial. So today we set a course in motion for ourselves to say to ourselves, along with the Bible stories, life is eternal, life is everlasting. And every biblical story that we've ever read in the Christian Bible or in any other Bible that's available, they tell the story of immortality. And yet, because we cannot see it, we find it difficult to understand. And yet, too, if we would just accept that that is the way it is and be happy in our hearts about it, then sorrow would lose its place in our life and joy and happiness. An attitude of wonder and magic is all that remains. That's what the Bible is all about. That's what the stories of Jesus are all about. That's what the stories of the Buddha, Lao Tse, Confucius, the Brahma, that's what the stories of all of these are all about. Living in the now and enjoying every moment of it. And let tomorrow take care of itself. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.